HHS, illegals convicted of sex crimes. Attempted murder receive over $230,000 in taxpayer-funded health care benefits. By John Binder on October 27, 2025. Several illegal aliens, convicted of sex crimes and attempted murder, have received hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, detailed. As the federal government remains shut down, HHS Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill has posted to X just a handful of cases where illegal alien convicts have been able to secure Medicaid benefits, despite Democrats' claims that such cases do not exist. Abraham Pineda Tovar is an 84-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala convicted of sex offenses. He received $7,829 in free taxpayer-funded health care through Medicaid. O'Neill wrote on X, Democrats are demanding continued funding of this sex offender's Medicaid as a condition for reopening the government and paying the hard-working public servants at my department. In another example, O'Neill mentioned the case of 38-year-old illegal alien George Bestman, convicted of sexual assault in 2021, who received more than $5,500 in Medicaid benefits. A similar instance is the case of 33-year-old Elias Nyawenda, convicted of sex crimes, who has received a whopping $176,756 in Medicaid benefits, as well as 41-year-old illegal alien Galyet Rockai, convicted of attempted second-degree murder after he beat a man with a baseball bat, who has received more than $34,000 in Medicaid benefits. O'Neill also noted the case of 52-year-old illegal alien Patrick Galustian of Iran, convicted of sexually assaulting multiple women, who received more than $7,500 in Medicaid benefits, paid for by American taxpayers. The Democrats want to force American workers to pay for free health care for criminal illegal aliens, including murderers and rapists, O'Neill wrote on X. To get their way, they're making scientists and others at my department work without pay by shutting down the government. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.